Monday was the first day of school for the majority of Charlotte-Mecklenburg students. Additional security measures and a new student assignment plan to make schools more diverse were in place. In an interview on Charlotte Talks, Superintendent Clayton Wilcox said staffing positions are still being filled, but overall things went well. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn listened in on the conversation and filed this report.
Wilcox says he needs about 35 teachers and more than 60 bus drivers, up from 44 bus vacancies last week. He says wages just under $13 an hour account for some of the uptick.
People leave us all the time because they can make a higher wage. We get them trained up or they realize there's another opportunity and they leave. All of our routes were staffed, but in some places we had to use trainers or mechanics to drive some of those buses.
In terms of extra security, Wilcox says some schools will see new fencing, additional cameras, magnetic locks, and visitors will have to sign in with some form of identification at all schools. 60 additional social workers, counselors, and psychologists have been hired to work with troubled students as part of the security plan. This school year is also when many students will be reassigned, including six schools pair, to make them more diverse.
We tried to create an environment where both black and white, rich and poor, would see that going to school with someone who doesn't look like you isn't really a negative for you.
Wilcox says their plans go beyond merging schools and reassigning students. He says teachers also have to be brought into the mix through cultural sensitivity training.
Most people look at me and think I'm white. They forget that I am a Mexican-American. With that comes some privilege. I think not everybody has that. There are some folks that come to school every day, but because they are a different color or a different background, they have to prove themselves in a different way. We've got to change some of that. So we're working hard on those kinds of things with our teachers to make sure that they understand that.
Wilcox says he is also challenging teachers to create a curriculum where students of color see and learn about people in lessons who look like them.
If you're going to say that you want a young black kid to be a scientist, then they ought to see black scientists. You ought not just see some old white guy run around. And I'm not trying to disparage white people. I'm not. But I think that, you know, we are a 21st century school system, and we've got to respect all cultures.
Wilcox predicts that if those kinds of changes do not happen, CMS officials will continue to struggle with true diversity. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.